I'm super excited to be here today to talk about remote development with VS Code. Eric gave a great introduction to remote development for folks who may not be familiar with it, but just to touch on some of the motivations again, we are really in an increasingly remote world. There are huge monorepos a lot of folks are working on, and with more machine learning and data science and the development of the Windows subsystem for Linux, there's a lot of opportunities to work in isolated and remote environments. And with this in mind, we really wanted to provide an optimal remote development experience. So this included making sure that folks had access to their source code and avoiding having to duplicate any sort of settings or setup, and making sure that it really was a seamless feel and accessing everything in the VS Code that you already know and love. So with this in mind, we actually have four remote development experiences. And without spending too much time on slides, I'd love to just go ahead and get into some demos. So let's get things started. Alrighty. So I'm going to go over to my desktop here, and we're going to start off with the Windows subsystem for Linux. So WSL is awesome because it gives you a full Linux distro on a Windows machine. So I have access to Linux tools and commands, even though I'm developing on Windows. So right now I'd love to develop a Python Django app, and I actually have Python installed in WSL. See, I have Python 3 installed, and I don't actually have that installed in Windows. So you can see I already have an isolated environment installed in my Windows environment. So let's go ahead and launch this in VS Code. So right now I'm in my Ubuntu terminal, and I can just launch this with a code dot. So immediately with this code dot, I am brought into VS Code. We can see in the lower left here, I am brought into my Ubuntu environment. And with this here, I have a few awesome features. We can see here, it pretty much looks identical to a local development experience. I have the same syntax highlighting and completions. I could even set breakpoints. I have a breakpoint here. And if I hover over the paths to my files, they're actually true Linux paths, which is great. And if I type in uname here, it actually says Linux. So VS Code truly thinks I'm developing on Linux. If I go over to the extensions viewlet, I can even install extensions on the Linux side. So I can get a true Python development experience within this isolated Linux environment on my Windows machine. So let's go ahead and just try running this app. Again, just running a Django app on WSL. And I have a breakpoint set. So we're really going to test to see how this development experience looks. Alrighty, so it says that it's running at port 8000. So let's go ahead and see how that looks here. Sorry for that moment of duplication. And all right, awesome. So we're able to run our app. Let's see if the breakpoint hits. It's supposed to happen if we go to this page. Alrighty, I can see VS Code is flashing and our breakpoint was hit. So you can see indeed we have the full development experience that we would expect and hope for locally while developing in this isolated or remote environment. Okay, so now that we've started off with WSL, let's say that we don't want to necessarily have to worry about installing a tech stack either locally on our machine or even in this like WSL distro. Let's say that we would like to just go ahead and kind of work in a containerized environment where we could go ahead and share that setup between other projects or between other teammates. Well, that's where our next demo or our next remote extension is going to come into play, and that is known as remote containers. So I'm going to go ahead and exit out of here, which I can do clicking over here, just say close remote connection. And I'm interested in trying out Rust. And I don't really know much about Rust, but I know remote containers has an awesome way for me just to spin up a really quick environment for a variety of languages. So I can do, this is the remote indicator. It's like our hub for different remote commands, gets installed automatically when we have any of the remote extensions. I can say remote containers, and I'm gonna say try a sample. We have a variety of languages here that we could try out. I'm gonna say Rust. And now when we try this here, it's actually gonna spin up this isolated Rust environment on my machine. So it's gonna set up all of the Rust dependencies that I need while keeping my local computer free and clear of any extra downloads or dependencies. So now I'm actually developing in this Rust environment, but I didn't contaminate my computer with anything else. In any sort of dev environment or dev container that I'm using with remote containers, it's going to add this .dev container folder. And I won't get too much into it, but it essentially tells VS Code how to spin up your dev container and connect to it. And if you want to learn more about that, I definitely recommend checking out Johan's session, which is going to be directly after mine, which is going to dive into the awesome world of dev containers even more. So again, if I say uname, it says Linux, because we are in a Linux container environment. And now I'm just going to do an F5 again to try running this Rust app really quickly. Let's see what happens. And there we go. Hello, VS Code remote containers. And that is the output we were hoping for. So that's super cool. I was able to spin up a Rust environment in just like a matter of seconds there. And I didn't have to worry about downloading anything else on my computer. And I could go ahead and share this setup with other teammates or between other projects too. So it's super convenient. So let's say by working in this dev container, now I've gotten so excited about Rust that I have decided, okay, I would actually like to go ahead and contribute to the Rust like source code or language itself. Maybe I come up with some awesome feature while I'm working in my dev container. But I know from some friends that actually building the Rust source code is going to kind of be a lengthy process. And while I have like a decent local computer, I think it would be a little bit too much of a task for my local machine to handle. So that's where our next remote extension is going to come into play, where I would actually like to harness the power of an external machine. So with WSL and dev containers, we were kind of working in these isolated environments on our own machine. But with the power of remote SSH, which is the next extension we're going to take a look at, that lets us harness the power of connecting to a virtual machine or a separate desktop machine or something like that. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to close out my remote connection. And now going ahead again to the remote indicator, I'm going to do remote SSH connect to host. And here I have a variety of SSH hosts I've already set up. I could add a new host if I wanted to, but this is the VM I would like to attach to, because I know this is the VM where I have Rust already set up for me. Okay, we can see in the bottom left here, now I'm connected to my Rust VM. And if I go over here to the Explorer, it says connected to remote. And if I say open folder, these are actually folders and files on my VM. So now I'm able to navigate on the remote file system, which is super convenient. I'm going to select Rust. And here I've actually already done a git clone of the Rust source code on this VM. So that's already set up for me, which is super convenient. And yeah, so we can see here, I have the README open, the Rust programming language, close out these notifications for now. And just by looking at this, I can see it has quite a few dependencies required. And I'd really like to keep my local computer free of all these dependencies. And again, I think this would take probably at least 2 or 3 hours to build on my local machine. But this VM is super powerful. I think I chose one with 64, 72 cores, something like that. So let's go ahead and try building this and see like how many cores it has. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and choose the command here to build and install. All right, and while that goes, I'm just gonna open up a split terminal here and do htop, which is a nice command we can do to go ahead and look at core and CPU utilization. All right, and this is just cool. So we can go ahead and see that I definitely have way more cores available on this remote VM than I would have available locally. And it's just kind of a neat thing to be able to take a look at and see how all those cores are being utilized. They're definitely being lit up, way more utilized. And yeah, this is a really convenient tool, remote SSH, so that way I can access source code and libraries and a way more powerful machine than I have available locally to me. All right, and so this would take some time, but I'll let this go ahead and just run. Now, finally, like Eric mentioned also at the end of his keynote, we have GitHub Codespaces, which is another awesome tool that really takes care of a lot of the setup and containerized development environment for you. And it has great integration with GitHub and like pull requests and committing to your repos. And if we wanted to, we could go ahead and connect to a Codespace directly in our desktop VS Code client. So I could go over here to the Remote Explorer, If I click on the dropdown, I can choose a variety of targets so I could connect to a code space along with any other containers or SSH targets or even WSL distros. But we can also connect to code spaces in the browser. So let's go ahead and see what that looks like in the browser. So I'm going to go over to the browser. And here I have a nice app or repo in the browser. And click the drop-down menu here and say open with code spaces. I already have a code space here, so we're going to open it and see what it looks like. And once it loads, we're going to see that it looks pretty similar to our local VS Code. It's going to be the environment we already know and love, which is super nice. Alrighty, and we're going to see we have a terminal available. We have a lot of the same options here, like running and source control and even extensions. And we're also going to have the ability to debug and syntax highlighting and completions, which is super nice. So let's go ahead and just try running this app. Okay, create that, do npm run server. Okay, and then let's start our app. There we go, starting things up there. Okay, it should be available at port 3000. If I go over here, we can see our ports. Let's open it up, and there we go. And our app is successfully running in the browser. So we can see we have an awesome experience in the browser with GitHub Codespaces, just like we would want locally. Alrighty, so I know that was a whirlwind of demos and information all about remote development with VS Code. Here I have a final slide of some resources, including some docs and some ways you can reach us. But yeah, I'll kick it back to you, Brian, and thank you so much, everyone, and happy coding.
Excellent. That was awesome, Bridget. Stick around for just a few more minutes. We're going to do some Q&A. So folks, if you watched the session, you enjoyed it, and you have some questions for Bridget, feel free to drop them in the chat room, and we'll do our best to get them asked over here. First off, Bridget, that was awesome. Like, it's amazing to see how powerful dev containers can be and just make things simpler for us in terms of developers to spin up something and tinker a bit without having to modify things on our local machine. One question for you right off the bat is there's been mention of code spaces. So I think Eric mentioned it, you mentioned it a little bit. Can I use a dev container in a code space? Is there a possibility of doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You absolutely can use a dev container in a code space. And you can actually use the same dev container setup in both the remote containers extension and in a code space. So once you get familiar with that .dev container folder, that includes a dev container.json and a Docker file, you can use that same setup between both extensions or both experiences, which is really nice because then you can move between both of them and your repos can really move between both experiences nicely.
Awesome. And as a follow-up to that, can I use that same dev container both in with use of remote containers extension in VS Code and in code spaces?
Yes, absolutely. And then we actually have the ability in both experiences. There's a command to add development container configuration files, and that's going to go ahead and pull from the same repo to add the same development container configuration files. So you're going to have a consistent setup and a consistent container configuration. So that way you know that your projects are going to have the same tool sets. And you and your teammates can have a really consistent and smooth setup experience.
I should have known that there was a command. When in doubt, there is a command in VS Code that can help you out. And the command palette is like the gateway to everything VS Code. Excellent. That's awesome to hear. Don't see any questions from the chat just yet. But another question for you. Are there any, what's the platforms that is capable of doing remote development like this? Is there any limitations there, or what are our options as developers?
Yeah, that's another great question. So remote development, you can do it. It's cross-platform, just like VS Code is. So you can do it from any platform, Windows, Mac, or Linux. And you can also remote into any platform. The containers that we are using are Linux-based. That's something to be aware of. But yeah, so you can do it from cross-platform environments.
Excellent. That's good to hear. A question in the chat. You may not know the answer to this, but when can other folks start signing up and using code spaces and these dev containers in there?
You can definitely start signing up for code spaces now. So the link is available to sign up now. I'm not sure the exact access date or anything like that, but the link for the beta is available now if you go to that GitHub code spaces link.
Cool. And one last question for you, a little bit of a personal one, but what's your favorite part of remote development in VS Code?
Yeah, that's another really good question. I really love a lot of parts of it, but one of my favorite parts is that now I think we're really not restricted by the hardware that we personally have. So as developers or really from any background, including students, we have way more capabilities to execute more powerful programs and to really achieve more and be even more productive. So I think that's a really awesome ability we have now.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Bridget. It was a great session and I learned a lot. Yeah. Awesome.